Jesse Cameron, hear me but this once, quoth he. Good luck go with you, neighbour's son, but I'm no mate for you, quoth she. Day was verging toward the night, there beside the moaning sea. Dimness overtook the light, there where the breakers be. Oh, Jesse Cameron, I have loved you long and true. Good luck go with you, neighbour's son, but I'm no mate for you. She was a careless, fearless girl, and made her answer plain. Outspoken she to earl or churl, kind-hearted in the main, but somewhat heedless with her tongue and apt at causing pain. A mirthful maiden she, and young, most fair for bliss or bane. Oh, long ago I told you so, I tell you so today. Go you your way and let me go just my own free way. The sea swept in with moan and foam, quickening the stretch of sand. They stood almost in sight of home. He strove to take her hand. Oh, can't you take your answer then, and won't you understand? For me, you're not the men of men. I've other plans are planned. You're good for Madge, or good for Sis, or good for Kate, maybe. But what's to me the good of this, while you're not good for me? They stood together on the beach. They two alone, and louder waxed his urgent speech, his patience almost gone. Oh, say but one kind word to me, Jesse Cameron. I'd be too proud to beg, quoth she, and pride was in her tone, and pride was in her lifted head, and in her angry eye, and in her foot which might have fled, but would not fly. Some say that he had gypsy blood, that in his heart was guile, yet he had gone through fine flood only to win her smile. Some say his grandam was a witch, a black witch from beyond the Nile, who kept an image in a niche and talked of it the while. And by her hut far down the lane, some say they would not pass at night, lest they should hear an unguid strain or hear an unguid sight. Alas for Jesse Cameron! The sea crept moaning nigher, she should have hastened to be gone. The sea swept higher, breaking by her, she should have hastened to her home. While yet the west was flushed with fire, but now her feet are in the sea foam sweeping higher. Oh, mother, linger at your door and light your lamp to make it plain. But Jessie, she comes home no more again. They stood together on the strand, they only each by each, home. Her home was close at hand, utterly out of reach. Her mother in the chimney nook heard a startling seagull screech, but never turned her head to look towards the darkening beach. Neighbours here and neighbours there heard one scream as if a bird, shrilly screaming, cleft the air. That was all they heard. Jessie, she comes home no more, comes home never. Her lover's steps sounds at his door, no more forever. And boats may search upon the sea and search along the river, but none know where the bodies be. Sea winds that shiver, sea birds that breast the blast, sea waves swelling keep the secret first and last of their dwelling. Weather the tide so hemmed them around with its pitiless flow, that when they would have gone they found no way to go. Whether she scorned him to the last with words flung to and fro, or clung to him when hope was past, none will ever know. Whether he helped or hindered her, threw up his life or lost it well, the troubled sea for all its stir finds no voice to tell. Only watchers by the dying have thought they heard one pray. Wordless, urgent, and replying, one seems to say him nay. And watchers by the dead have heard a windy swell from miles away, with sobs and screams, but not a word distinct for them to say. And watchers out at sea have caught glimpse of a pale gleam here or there, come and gone as quick as a thought, which might be hand or hair.